640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The body of a third missing construction worker has been recovered after this week's Baltimore Bridge collapse. The latest from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Officials say Maynor Suazo Sandoval's body was pulled from the Patapsco River this morning. He is one of six construction workers presumed dead since a cargo ship hit a bridge support and the bridge collapsed. Two bodies were found earlier.
President Biden earlier today got a firsthand look at what remains of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. He says a third temporary channel will open by the end of April and crews will be able to open the full channel by the end of May. The aftershocks are still coming after this morning's 4.8 magnitude earthquake that struck near White House Station, New Jersey, and was felt from Baltimore to beyond Boston. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson on the most recent aftershock.
4.0 was the rating of this aftershock, so it is weaker. And remember, it's not 0.8 weaker. It's actually almost a factor of 10.
CBS's Errol Barnett.
It was the major shake that caused a morning shock to most of the Northeast. The epicenter of a magnitude 4.8 earthquake just 50 miles west of New York City in Lebanon, New Jersey.
I've never felt an earthquake, so it was a little scary. It was a little weird.
The power of the quake split road in Union, ruptured a water main in nearby Chester, and forced the evacuations of families in Newark after their homes were deemed unsafe.
U.S. officials tell CBS News that Iran may soon retaliate for Monday's Israeli strike on Iran's consulate in Damascus, Syria, that killed some Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps leaders. CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
U.S. officials tell CBS News Iran is making preparations to launch a swarm of drones and missiles timed around the upcoming end of Ramadan. The target is still unknown, but Israel is reinforcing its air defenses. The ways of retaliating can come from anywhere, including Iran, Israel's defense minister said, and we are preparing to face this matter.
CIA Director William Burns is expected to travel to Cairo, Egypt tomorrow for new Israel-Hamas hostage talks. Meantime, as CBS's Robert Berger reports, the Israeli military is out with its findings into the killings of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers.
They explained that they had seen two Hamas gunmen in the area and mistakenly thought that they had gotten into those vehicles and that they were actually firing at Hamas. They didn't recognize the logo of the World Central Kitchen. Having said that, they should have, according to the Army, and that's why you have two senior commanders dismissed and another reprimanded.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is expected to roll out his latest plan to expand student loan relief in Madison on Monday. The Washington Post reported Friday, without naming any sources, that Biden will propose reducing or eliminating student loan balances for millions. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down Biden's first attempt at student loan forgiveness last year. The IRS is trying out a free tax filing service in some states. Terry Ollie is a consumer advocate. She says the software connects lower-income filers to the earned income and child tax credits.
Folks who don't file are disproportionately Black, Latino, Indigenous, headed by a single parent. And so those are the households that often stand to benefit from thousands of dollars in tax credits.
Wisconsin is not one of the 12 states in the pilot program this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Bucks face the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Toronto Raptors tonight. The Bucks with back-to-back losses to the Wizards and Grizzlies. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Both games, we had a lot of open threes, a lot of good looks. Did not fall, did not go our way, but just keep on improving our spacing, keep on improving our flow of our offense, keep on guarding better, and just got to keep on building good habits. That's pretty much it.
NFL former Packers offensive line coach Larry Bechtol has died. He served under head coach Mike Sherman and coached players like like tackles Mark Tauscher and Chad Clifton. Coach Bechdahl was 81. Baseball, the Brewers host the Mariners tonight. Second baseman Bryce Terang on how the crew is doing defensively so far.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, these guys work extremely hard. Some guys are learning positions that they haven't played very much. So to see our defense perform the way it is just showing you how much work we're putting into it and off the field and stuff like that too. So
that's the Brewers' Bryce Terang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky and a low in the low 30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs to the mid-40s. Then clouds are back on Sunday, the wind picks up once again, showers move into the area, high mid-40s. 50s and still some rain chances Monday. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Tune in Monday. Very special Devils FGets radio show. President Joe Biden coming to my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin. You better tune in. Devils FGets will bring you all the coverage.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. It's our second hour, kicking off our second hour of Nightlight here, broadcasting statewide all over beautiful Wisconsin from downtown Madison here on State Street. Conrad holding down the fort back in Green Bay. So, Conrad, we got a great text here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it.
I did, yes.
I thought it was a great idea from Robert in the 608 from McFarland. Robert says, so I was wondering if you could start a movie club. At the beginning of the month, you could give us a movie to watch, and sometime toward the end of the month, we spend an hour or a half an hour talking about it by texting or calling. Maybe give us a list of questions or things to look for to get the conversation going. Kind of like a book club on Nightlight, but a movie club. I love that idea. We'll flesh that out. That's a great idea, Robert. Thank you for the text. We'd have to figure out how we could do that, but that sounds doable. Speaking of movies, I'm very excited to welcome in my next guest. I met this gentleman a few years ago when I was hosting. I interviewed him on TV about his film, River West Film and Video. And that film was in the Wisconsin Film Festival probably 5 years ago. He's got another film in the Wisconsin Film Festival this year called Americans Smell Good. And he is a great filmmaker and a really good guy. I'm happy to welcome him here to Nightlight, Amir Kakaraz. Hey, Amir, how are you?
I'm good, Pete. How are you?
I'm very well. I appreciate you. You told me yesterday you're up in the Wisconsin Dells because your son is in a chess tournament. So I appreciate you taking time away and calling in. Very nice of you.
Thank you so much. It's a kind of a good break for me. It's kind of zombie land downstairs, like so loud, and you know, like people are trying to like scream. Yeah.
Has he castled yet?
Actually, right now it's there. You know, the chess tournament happens in the morning. So
they're just enjoying
the water park. When I was referring to the zombie land, the water park is like so crowded, so loud, everyone is running around. Yeah, so it's a good break for me.
Just make sure he doesn't get injured, his moving
hopefully
hand.
I left him like, there are two of them there, so let's see how it goes.
Okay, very good. Well, hey, you when is your— first of all, tell us a little bit about your film, Americans Smell Good. Where did the idea come from and what's it about?
So I made another short film just after River West Film and Video 2019, Dead Apple. I was going to be guest for your show, but because of the COVID, it's just canceled that time period. So it was like a weird time. So I finished that film just the beginning of 2020, I was just looking for making a film about my life in the United States and how it changed comparing the last 15 years or 17 years, I would say. And also, how was my adaptation process? How did I get used to the culture here, different land here. So that's how it started. And then it took almost 3 or 4 years to finish it because there were lots of hiatus stoppages because of the COVID. And this is how it developed, I would say.
So tell us what the film is about, Amir.
So again, the film is about my cultural adaptation and trying to figure out
You kind of said that. I didn't mean to make you repeat yourself. Tell me where the title comes from, more specifically, because the title cracks me up.
Sure. The title is actually a little bit kind of a hook, like a for fishing people, like try to make curious. The film, the title is coming from when I came here to UWM as a graduate student in 2007 from Turkey. There was an international students meeting, and they were telling us how we should behave and learn the habits in the United States. And they told us we should use perfume and deodorants in this meeting. And because, culturally, this is what happens. I kind of a bit stick to my mind. Like I felt you don't need to warn me about that, you know, like about like putting a deodorant and perfume. Like I was 28 years. So it stuck to my mind, and there's a scene related with that, telling the story in the film, and the idea of the film is coming from there. The name.
Very nice. You have a great trailer that we played on PBS when
I saw that. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's so it just looks so funky. I love your filming style, and I love you have such a great eye for quirky and unique. And
thank you.
I can't wait to see this film. So when can people see this, Amir?
So tomorrow at 1:30 and playing. I just cannot remember the name of the venue, but in the Wisconsin Film Festival, it's going to be premiere. And at 1:30. I'm sorry, I cannot remember the name of the venue.
That's okay.
I prepared for that.
That's okay.
Are you going to be there?
I you know where I have somewhere to go at 1:30 to introduce a film. So maybe is it part of a block?
Oh yeah, it is 1:30. Maybe you will come that film. Who knows?
Maybe that's the one I'm or your film in that block is what I'm introducing. Yeah, I hope so too, because I'd love to see it. So if you're listening, go Google Amir Kakaraz and the film Americans Smell Good, Wisconsin Film Festival. We'll give you the venue. It looks really good. I loved, if I could just go back a few years. What year did River West Film and Video come out?
2018. Okay. And then made a short.
That was a short?
After that, I made a short film after 2019. So, okay, it's playing, thanks for the suggestion. It's playing Bartel Theater at 1:30.
Bartel Theater at 1:30. Okay, there you go. Very good. I will check my schedule when I get home, and I'll shoot you an email if that's what I'm. Either way, I'll run into you somewhere. I'll find you, and we can say hello. But hopefully, I'll be on that that venue as well. It'd be good to see you. So, can people? Is River West Film and Video? Is that available for viewing somewhere? Can people see that?
It is not available, but I will make it available soon to publicly from my Vimeo page. But right now, it's under password protected.
Gotcha.
You need to get in touch with me to watch it.
Yeah, I was going to say you'll have to let us know when that becomes available, because that was such a fun, different, cool movie. It really just made me a fan of you. And where do you get your ideas for? I know you don't ever do the same thing. So how do you know when you have an idea that you want to make a film? Because they're time consuming and you have to be patient. They're hard to get made. Even a short film is hard to get made. So how do you know when you have an idea that you are willing to spend so much time on when you're a young dad and you're teaching and all that kind of stuff?
Well, this is a very good question. How I find my ideas, it just come to my mind. I mean, when things happen around me, you know, and things build up, like, you know, that the incident happened like 15 years ago, that American Smells Good, the like that when I was an international student, the stewardess, I told her, and it stuck to my mind, and then it came out like 15 years later and become a part of the film. So I think life experience, like, you know, interacting other people, paying attention, what's happening around the world, what's happening in my personal life. And these are actually what my films, like a combination of my films are, like what's happening around me, what's happening to me in my personal life. Do you remember my other film, Pete the Revza? Like I was just two years before that, I also came to your show as well.
Yeah.
It was about my mom. So in this film,
yes.
So in this film, I'm kind of combining my two worlds together. So I was making like a films like American Smells Good, River West Film and Video. It's just about like Milwaukee. Revza, it's about my mom in Turkey. So in this film, I'm combining my world in Turkey and the United States together. So this is a kind of a little bit different. So it's a kind of combination of essay film and plus an observational and my regular participatory style of film, I will say.
That's so great. So tell us again, I think you may have said this before, how long have you been in America? And what
finish. I'm sorry being impatient.
No, I was just going to say, did the teaching position bring you here?
No, I came here for graduate school. And then later things developed, and I came in 2007.
Okay. And will you ever go back, or is Milwaukee your home now?
It's a very tough question. So I really like Milwaukee, and I don't mind continuing to live here, but I don't also mind moving somewhere a little bit bigger, like maybe Chicago, maybe New York. If any opportunities come up, so I would, I think, use them. But I don't mind, and I love living in Wisconsin, I would say.
Yeah,
I will find you. I can see you now. I can see you. I just signed into YouTube. I can see also Conrad too. Yeah, hello guys.
You can or cannot?
I can. Just
perfect.
Click on the link. Yeah, you look same. You haven't changed. The years are very nice to you.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I want to say this is probably not a very cinematic broadcast for a director to just watch two guys sitting here talking. Is probably not too exciting for you, but I appreciate you.
It's great. Yeah. It's nice. I like that.
Yeah. Thank you. What is next for you? What are you working on, buddy?
I just finished this film actually last month. This is very brand new. I submit the film to Work in Progress to Wisconsin Film Festival. Actually, I sent the film to Ben Reiser to get some feedback when I sent the rough cut. He said, Amir, I want to show this film in April. And I said, sure, you can have the world premiere. So I really work hard and try to finish it. And I just finished just March 8th or something. And what is next? I want to make something. There are two ideas. One is going to be a documentary film. I don't want to give any information about that yet. But the other one is going to be like a fictional film. It's going to be like my mom and my son are going to play themselves. But the storyline is going to be different. And I want to make this film in Turkey this summer. But again, it really depends on, I'm looking for some fund, like a budget. Like if I can find that, I really want to make this this summer. That's
fantastic.
On.
Hey, can you hang for just a couple more minutes, buddy?
Sure. Of course.
All right. I'm talking with Amir Kakaros. More with him coming up next. I'm going to ask him who his influences are. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here's what you need to know to enjoy a bit of the solar eclipse on Monday afternoon, April 8th. You may be asking, what is a solar eclipse? Well, it's rare, and it happens when the moon moves in front of the sun, blocking the light for just a few minutes. Unfortunately, though, our state is not in the direct path of the total eclipse. Instead, Wisconsin will be under a partial eclipse, with southeastern areas of the state seeing a bit more of the shadow. So, do we still need special glasses to see the eclipse? Absolutely. These eclipse glasses have a unique filter to protect your eyes from damage. You can find more information by going to eclipse.aas.org. By the way, there won't be another eclipse until 2044. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
Welcome back to Nightlight, broadcasting from Madison, beautiful downtown Madison, Wisconsin tonight. Great to have you with me. We are ending our work week with a little showbiz talk, some fun talk. Terry Barr will be along in a few minutes. We got another text here from Bridget from the 818 checking in, says people barefoot on a plane should be arrested. No way. I don't know about arrested, but maybe politely has to put their shoes back on. But I agree with you for the most part, Bridget. My guest is Amir Kakaraus, a very good filmmaker. I've enjoyed everything I've seen from him. And he has a film in the Wisconsin Film Festival that shows tomorrow at the Bartle Theater. I hope I'm saying that right, at 1:30 p.m. And I might be introducing it. I'm not sure, but I hope I am. I have to look at my schedule when I get back to my my hotel. But Amir, you were telling us about your next project, how you were going to use your son and your mom.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, that's what I want to do.
How far along are you in the process?
I'm working on the script, actually.
Okay.
But I really want to film their interaction with each other. That's by the way, I have two sons, okay? I am referring to the one on 10 years old. The other, if the other one hears that I only talk about just Rafi, and then I want to say Vincy. I have two kids. Anyway, so okay. I only want to include Rafi for this one, but I don't know how it goes. So what I want to do is I just want to create some kind of some scenes. I will give some ideas and guidelines, and I want to see how they interact with each other. The idea is a kid whose parents, like a Turkish American, they passed away, and the kid needs to go back to live with his grandmother, who cannot speak English. So that's the log line or whatever.
And is it a short, or will it be a feature?
No,
or short?
I don't think it's going to be short. I think right now I will say around an hour, but let's see how it goes. Again, wow, I didn't want to make this happen, but I need some little bit funding, and hopefully I will find it. I have some hope, and I will make it happen. That's my dream project.
That's the hardest. Yeah, it sounds like it's very close to you and a very personal story. Where do you go? I mean, I've raised funding for movies too. It is not easy. How do you sell a very personal project like that to someone who has money and might be willing to invest in it? It's not easy.
I think it's really hard. You're right. And the only way of finding money is applying grants to me. So that's how it works. I mean, yes, you're right. Like making personal project doesn't bring money. So this is how you.
But it could bring you an Oscar. You know what I mean? Like there's some critical acclaim there. And those are the stories I think that are the most beautiful. But I think it is hard to get people to. But you're in a different world, like the grant writing and that. I think that's something I'm not very versed in. So good for you. Hey, so what we do on this show, Amir, is we talk about what we're watching. Are you watching anything right now, TV or movie-wise, that you could recommend?
I am watching you right now. But
glad you're watching.
As a TV show, you know what I watched and I really enjoy? Pete Fleabag. I know. I was procrastinating and I never seen that TV show. And I watched it like a month ago. It was like a perfect, like written very well. There is no like really from life itself, and also very like a sad and funny and engaging. That's I was really surprised. I didn't assume that I would like that film. I would like this TV show that much.
I agree with you. I watched the first couple episodes and I was pleasantly surprised. I thought it was really well written. I love the pace. Yeah, it was good. So you were going to say something else? Go ahead.
Yeah, as a movie wise, I was going to say, also I haven't seen the movie like Dune, the first Dune and second Dune. I really love the first one. I recently watched it to see the second one. I really love the first one. The second one is okay, but that was also another thing I've seen recently.
Interesting. And one more question for you, buddy. Who are your influences, Amir? Your stuff is so unique. I'm just wondering who influenced you when it comes to making films?
So when I started to make films, I was really influenced by 1960s observational filmmakers, American direct cinema filmmakers, Albert Mazelis, like the Mazelis brothers, the salesman, Frederick Wiseman, high school, Titicat Follies. So that was really unique to me. But later on, I realized that these were all observational films. Like the filmmakers just stay there, like fly on the wall. They don't like to use this term, but they don't intervene anything. They just film whatever happened in front of them. But later on, eventually, I figured out that I want to involve a film because something is happening and it is weird to me that, and if I want to say something, I shouldn't keep myself, you know, and I let myself become part of the film. And the film called Nobody's Business, Ellen Berliner, it was also another influence on me. Yeah, these are the people I get influenced.
Nobody's Business, what year was that from? Do you remember?
Yes, I can just tell, 1996, it should be 1996, but I can tell you. It's a really good film about a filmmaker is looking for his family tree and interviewing his dad, like asking his dad, where did your family come from? And he says, I don't know, who cares? And then the film moves like that. The film made in, I will tell you, 1995 or 96, I'm just going to tell you, 1996. Nobody's Business. I think it's such a unique film. And if you, like, based on personal experience, the filmmaker becomes part of the film. That was very influential on me, that film.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because your stuff is so unique too. So you'll have to, when you do get your Vimeo up, let us know and I'll put the word out about River West Film and Video. Such a great film and I can't wait to see your new effort, buddy. Thanks so much for thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me. I hope
you're welcome. Good luck tomorrow.
I was useful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And good luck at the chess tournament. All right, that's Amir Kakaros, a very good filmmaker who was nice enough to join us from the Wisconsin Dells tonight. And it'll be interesting. His stuff is so unique. So, Conrad, how are we doing with our question?
Well, I mean, I don't think
most
anyone
people are against.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants that. I don't think anyone wants to see someone's foot barefoot on a plane.
I don't think anybody did either. And you know, here's what a friend of mine said to me today: Sophia Vergara, who's very beautiful. She was in Modern Family. Mm-hmm. She played Ed O'Neill's wife. She's very funny too. I mean, the whole show is great. The whole cast is hilarious. She's very funny. She is, you know, I would say very popular with men. Men love her. My friend told me today, I was writing these Hollywood minutes that I do for Civic Media. And I said, yeah, I'm trying to come up with one about Sophia Vergara. I go, she's going through a divorce. And he's like, yes.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, you got a shot. Okay, good luck. This affects your life in no way. This does not affect you. But I like his enthusiasm. And we have to figure out something because Hank Aaron's home run, 715th, is coming up. We have to talk to Mike Clemens about that. All right, Terry Barr is next. We're going to talk to her about her movie premiere and see what she's listening to. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network. So just imagine. But you, when you dance, 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 feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 girl. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, 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 and ain't nobody leaving soon. So keep dancing.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Three Baltimore Bridge collapse victims remain missing now that a third body has been recovered by dive teams. Today, President Biden saw the damage and met with the victims' families, also announcing...
By the end of May, we'll open the full channel.
A 4.0 aftershock is the latest to strike in New Jersey, close to where a 4.8 earthquake shook much of the Northeast this morning. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
There is a small chance, an incredibly small chance, that this is all a foreshock to a bigger event. That's something that we're much more concerned about on the West Coast. Here on the East Coast, I'd expect things to get weaker as time goes on.
CBS News has learned that U.S. intelligence believes Iran is preparing a major attack in retaliation for Monday's airstrike by Israel on the Iranian consulate in Damascus. CBS's David Martin.
Preparations include plans to launch a swarm of drones and cruise missiles at a still unknown target. The timing of an attack is also unknown.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The faculty at UW-Oshkosh is giving their boss a vote of no confidence. About 164 UWO professors say they disapprove of Andrew Levitt's leadership. That's about 72%. It's been a rocky year financially at Oshkosh. The school recently cut its budget by $15 million. April is Autism Month. More kids in the U.S. are being diagnosed, and plenty of adults, too. Katie Hess is with the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin. She says she's encouraged by increasing public awareness.
We're learning new information all the time. So certainly reach out to your local chapter, your Autism Society, ask questions.
The Autism Society in Wisconsin is training businesses how to better serve employees and clients with autism. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky and a low in the low 30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs to the mid 40s. Then clouds are back on Sunday. The wind picks up once again. Showers move into the area. High mid-40s. 50s and still some rain chances Monday. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. It is the fourth quarter, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Friday night, broadcasting live from State Street here in Madison on a gorgeous night. Conrad, I know I talk about the weather a lot because I hate weather, but what is the weather in Green Bay? Let's do a little weather thing, a comparison.
Well, it
before
looks,
we bring Terry on.
It looks pretty nice. You know, when I got into the studio today, it was about 46 degrees. So, Okay. You know, had to wear a t-shirt.
You got the shorts on?
No, not the shorts today.
It's too warm for shorts. It's gorgeous here.
Yeah.
I'm totally taking a walk. I think I'm the only one here. I'm a little creeped out. I have to ask Terry. Well, let's just bring Terry in. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Terry Barr is back, the host, co-host of Max Inc. We've missed you the last few weeks. What has it been, like a year now?
Oh, it feels like it, doesn't it? I've missed you guys, too. You're my Friday besties.
Oh, thank you, Terry. You as well. But you had good reasons for not being here. But I have to ask you, you do Max Inc. from this studio, right?
We do indeed, yeah.
Are you guys the only ones? I think I'm the only one here. I think Chris Casper ditched me. And now I'm looking over my shoulder. It's weird. It's not haunted, is it?
Not that we've ever had any experiences with, but you know what? We have a lot of live, loud music, so we may drive the spirits away.
Safety in numbers, absolutely.
Well, that too, yes.
Do you live, but you don't live in Madison, or do you? I'm sorry, I keep getting confused.
I do, and in fact, my car is in the shop. And I have to pick it up in the morning to go to Green Bay. So I'm going to Green Bay. You're in Madison. And I would have come to see you at the studio, except I didn't have a way to get there. So I apologize, Pete.
I would have sprung for cab fare. I got that kind of money. We'll do it next. We'll do it next. Wait a minute. How's your mechanic in Green Bay? How did you swing that? You're willing to drive 2 hours for an honest mechanic? Is that how this works?
Oh no. I'm going in the morning. I'll pick up my car and then I'll head to Green Bay in the morning.
What's in Green Bay?
Well, a lot of my family. And since we are talking about music and arts and things, my goddaughter is a senior. And it is going to be her final show choir concert. And of course, you know, the final concert always comes with a big to-do for all the seniors. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm sure there will be tears and things, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great. Well, have a good time and drive safely.
Thank you.
I have to ask you, before we get to your music you supplied us with, like you always do, which is so great. What bare feet on a plane, Terry, where are you at with that?
Oh, no. I was recently in Florida for a vacation, and my friend that I was traveling with, the boys, our husbands, came in and left before we did. Okay. So it's just she and I, and she forgot to put shoes and socks on. So, you know, you have to take your shoes off at the airport to start with.
Yeah.
And she the whole time was dancing around going, ew, ew, ew. And I don't know. I don't think I could do barefoot on a plane. Plus, my feet are cold all the time.
Well, I wouldn't do it either. I would never. And listen, I have gorgeous feet, but I still wouldn't show them to people on a plane.
On the plane.
Because I think that's rude. And my daughter was sitting next to me. She had the window seat, and these toes like kind of crept close to her arm from the seat behind her.
No.
Yes. So that's our question tonight, and I'm putting you down for now. Okay. All right, very good. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah, I think I don't think I would like that at all. Ugh, no, yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
All right, so very good. All right, so first things first, we'll get to the music, but you went to a movie premiere last Friday night that was here in Madison.
I did. Yep.
Tell me again the film. You had a cameo in it. Give us a little a book report, if you would.
The film is A Time to Die, and it is a zombie comedy. I don't know how those two go together, but it works. And the it was a sold-out crowd at the Orpheum in Madison. People laughed, they cried, they shouted. It was just really a great, very involved audience. But it was really great to hear everybody's reaction, and there were a lot of laughs. It was a little campy with the zombies. Basically, a woman is in the future and she comes back and she's got to get rid of the zombies because the zombies are taking over the world. And it just goes from there. And then my itty bitty part is at the end, and I play a news reporter, and I'm reporting on how everything is well in the world. And yeah.
How much research did you have to do to play a news reporter, Terry? Not much.
Somebody said, are they typecasting you? Since, you know, obviously, yeah, I've been a reporter and an anchor for most of my life.
That's great. I'm telling you, I don't care if it's a big studio release or an independent film, someone showing their movie for the first time and making a big event out of it is always fun. So I'm sure it was an absolute blast.
It was so much fun, and it really was wonderful to hear how engaged the audience was in it. And Robert Love, yeah. I know you interviewed him. The director of the film is a local guy. He used to build game systems, so he's got all that magical technology in his brain. But he decided he wanted to do things like this instead, and I'm so happy to see him having success. And he was so engaging. He started the whole thing off by introducing the entire cast. And not in a slow way. He did it really fast. Boom, boom, boom. And it got everybody so like, oh, now we can't wait to see the movie. I mean, I loved the whole way it was prepared and presented. And I'm just thrilled for him that it happened.
That's so great. Okay, so tell us a little bit about who you have on the show tomorrow night. You're going to be coming back to Madison tomorrow night. You're up to Green Bay, back. You got a busy day. So, tell us a little bit about your show tomorrow.
Now, this person I find so fabulously interesting, and I know we're going to get a lot more of the history. Diana Jones. Now, Diana, I'm just going to say she's a little bit older musician. She started her career at live venues all over Greenwich Village in the early 80s. She's the lead guitar player. She's the singer. She's the songwriter. Her band is spot on. I need to ask her because this is the part I don't know. She moved to Wisconsin quite a few years ago, and I want to know, why leave the scene where you're doing well? She was booking 5-6 nights a week, moved to Wisconsin, and continues to play all over the state and the Midwest. But Milwaukee is her home, and I think she's found a really good kind of blues, jazz scene for herself. But all of her songs, original. And she has said that she writes from her life experiences. So the song that I sent over to Conrad is Something Right About You.
Very cool. Let's take a listen to that right now.
Maybe I miss you, and I was wrong.
great song. Terry, tell us about her again. Did we lose Terry?
I don't believe so, but she's still on the line. But
she just took a powder.
she did what I usually do.
That is Diana Jones, and the song was Something Right About You. Oh,
now we lost her.
Now we lost her. I know that sound. Hopefully we can get her back. That was a really good song. I'd like to hear more about the artist. Something About You, very bluesy, soulful. She will be Terry's guest tomorrow night here on Max Inc., right here where I'm sitting. She will be singing on this chair. She will be the second best singer who has sat in this chair in the last 2 days. I'm talking about, of course, Mike Crute, who has a beautiful voice. We'll try to get Terry back. The artist is Diana Jones. And the song is Something Right About You. If you have not checked out Max Inc., every Saturday night, they do a great job. They have live music right here in the studio. Hopefully we'll get Terry back. If not, we'll talk more about this and lots more fun stuff. We got a few more minutes here on Nightlight on a Friday night. I'm Pete Schwab. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Wisconsin's Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week is now. Be ready for statewide tornado drills on Thursday, April 11th at 1:45 and 6:45. So wherever you may be, at school, work, or home with your family, this is the time to talk about your tornado and severe weather safety plans. And muscle memory is key in an emergency. Remember that a watch means a storm, tornado, or flooding is possible. The ingredients are there, and a warning is issued when one of those is about to or already is happening. Take shelter immediately. Our state averages close to 25 tornadoes between May and August, but recent records have been broken with tornadoes now tearing through the month of February, so it pays to always be weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Her hair is hollow gold, the lips sweet surprise.
Welcome back.
Her hands are never cold.
That is Kim Carnes. She will not be on Max Inc. tomorrow night, but she is singing Betty Davis Eyes. It is Betty Davis's birthday today. And I know, along with Kate McKinnon, she is one of Conrad's favorites. She was 81 when she died in 1989. And I have to say, the All About Eve star, I'm not that familiar with her work, I must admit, but she is one of the Hollywood legends. We've got Terry Barr back. Terry, great song, by the way.
I think that song was so good, it blew our phone line. So,
yeah, Something Right About You by Diana Jones. Yeah, it's very bluesy and got a great, you're right. It's weird. So she's from Milwaukee. That's why she came back here.
Yep. Yeah.
Good for her. Good for us.
I know. And I think that's one thing we talk about when some musicians leave because they feel they need, you know, you and I have both left the state and come back, but we're always lucky when they come back. And I know Diana went to New York in the 80s and made quite a name for herself, but oh my gosh, I'm so glad that we can call her our own. And isn't it amazing the talent that we have in the state? Ugh.
It's fantastic. And it's great that you guys are showcasing so much of it. Like, on a show like tomorrow night, how many songs will she sing, Terry?
She will be on. She is our live in-studio concert.
Okay.
And we call it Live in the Lair. So she'll be on from 9 to 10 o'clock. And we do a lot of chit-chat, but she'll get to play about six songs during that hour.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
That is so great.
She's got new music coming, so we'll get to hear some of it first on the show.
So if you're listening, tune in tomorrow night to Max Inc. It's such a great show. Live music on a Saturday night. It's literally a party here at Civic Media. right, sort of behind where I'm sitting here. But it sounds like another great show, and we are glad to have you back in the mix. We missed you. Hey, anything you can recommend, Terry? Are you watching anything that you can pass along? A recommendation?
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I was just watching Dateline.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to binge that, though.
Yeah. Sorry. I kind of dig it. But you know what I have really been looking forward to? It's the PBS show, the Independent Lens show. Oh, and I know you introduced those shows. Those have been some of my favorite shows lately, just really digging in to some interesting topics and bringing us things that I don't know that we would otherwise know about. So I enjoy those, and I would always recommend that.
That's a great recommendation, especially because documentaries are so huge right now. And Independent Lens has been on the air almost 40 years. It's an award-winning program. I'm going in on Tuesday morning to read more intros. I just finished writing them today.
Good.
And there's, yeah, and there's one about, it's called The Whale. I'm trying to think of the name of it. I'm totally spacing. But it's about a kid who kills a whale in Alaska, and that's how they eat. And the mom, he's the youngest person ever to harpoon a whale. And the mom posts it on Facebook, and he gets hate mail. And this is their community in the Bering Strait, or the Bering Sea. That's how they live. So you have like these eco groups that come after him. And it is a really well done. It's screening at the Wisconsin Film Festival, too, this week. So you have that option, too.
Terrific.
Otherwise... Yeah. Otherwise, it'll be on soon on PBS. But it is such a phenomenal one with the whale. It's called. There we go. And it's just like all their films. They, you know, come at it from different angles, and you see everybody's side of it, and you understand this is a tradition in their tribe. You know, and they have to eat. That's how they eat. So. Very fascinating film. So that's a great recommendation. Thank you very much for,
I
for sharing
I love
that.
It. And yeah, thank you. And every single one, every time I'm fascinated.
Hey, we will see you next Friday.
Thank you. Yes, I will be
thank
here.
You.
I would love to chat again. Thank you so
All
much.
Right.
Happy weekend,
Fantastic.
Everyone.
You too, Terry. Have a great show tomorrow. Thanks.
Thank you.
That is Civic Media's own Terry Barr, host of Max Inc. And you hear her voice doing all these great little exposés throughout the day on Civic Media. She was born to talk on the radio and to host a music show, which you can check out tomorrow night. So, Conrad, why don't we close with a clip from Air? I think, you know, we both enjoyed that film. Oh, let's check our text, too. I think we're good with the text. Did we read them all? Yeah.
We do
so
have Sherry on the stream says, hi, Pete from Horicon. So,
I didn't. How come I didn't see that?
That might not be up on your screen in Madison, but yeah.
So discriminatory. It's terrible. Hi, Sherry, if you're still watching. Was that right at the beginning? She usually says hello right at the beginning.
But... She also said, don't be lonely, Pete.
I'm never lonely when Sherry texts us. Absolutely not. Thank you, Sherry. All right, let's play a clip from Air before we get out of here. This is a film that I recommend. Conrad recommends it. It's about how Nike wooed Michael Jordan when he was coming out of North Carolina, and here's a clip from it.
This is just setting up the scene a little bit. This is at the when he actually gets the deal, and it's the phone call that Sonny and MJ's mom have. So,
great scene.
Every once in a while, someone comes along that's so extraordinary that it forces those reluctant to part with some of that wealth to do so not out of charity, but out of greed. Because they are so very special. And even more rare, that person demands to be treated according to their worth because they understand what they are worth.
Or their mother does.
You purport to know a good deal about my son. You tell me. Is it me who believes in Michael, his name? Or am I just a healthy reflection of who he is and what he believes about himself? Isn't that why you came to my home?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now I'm going to put it to you plain once again. Michael will get $250,000 and a Mercedes-Benz that will be forgotten in a year. But he gets a piece of the revenue of the shoe and all future Air Jordan shoes. A shoe is just a shoe. until my son steps into it.
That's such a great line.
Iconic at the end of that. It's so good.
Unbelievable. That is so, yeah, that's a great scene. And that made him a billionaire, that deal with Nike, in part, yes. Among many other things.
Yes.
Very cool. This is a fun show. Just, you know, I trust you. Lock up when you're done up there, Conrad. I will be back. Hey, where were your folks tonight?
They were actually,
I'm worried.
They said they weren't going to be listening. All right. They're at a food truck nights around where they are.
Oh, very cool. Well, yeah. I'd probably do that too. All right. Well, thank you to all my guests tonight. Terry Barr was so much fun as always. Amir Kakaraz, check out his film at the Wisconsin Film Festival tomorrow at 1:30. Americans Smell Good. Kirk Bangstad and Ed Anderson. So much fun on Nightlife. Thank you for your text. We'll be back Monday night again from Madison with comedian Johnny Beaner. See you then. This is Pete Schwabe for Nightlife. Good night, Wisconsin.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
If college isn't the future for you, then why not consider building your career in the skilled trades and become a union carpenter apprentice? You can earn great pay, have great benefits, and have a secure future all without the college debt. You'll receive free training on and off the job site, and you'll be helping to build your community. To learn more, visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form for more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.